Alright, I guess I'm back for the time being. This is gonna kind of be like a late night type of thing. I am recording this at 2:35 a.m. And it's very easy to think of things when it's 2:35 a.m. I could just be brainstorming and, you know, it could go all over the place. But welcome back to the Music Problems Podcast, the only podcast where we talk about music, we talk about your problems, and we talk about how music relates and helped you with those problems. Now, I obviously don't have a guest today, considering that it is 2:35 a.m. in the morning, and I live in Iowa, so no one is gonna be up. Yeah, there you go, y'all. I need to speak English. All you weirdos can go look up where I live now, because I live in the general vicinity of Iowa. You know, it's not like it's a big state or anything. But yeah, let's just real quick talk about what I've been up to and like what I've been going through and stuff I've done. Alright, so I'm going to talk about what I'm going through, what I've been going through, what's happened, what's new, what's been lost, what's been gained, whatever I really want to talk about. It's going to be another rambling podcast for right now. But, I do have some pretty unfortunate news. It's pretty sad. If you go back to, I'm pretty sure, even maybe from episode 1, definitely in episode 2 and episode 3 possibly, I don't know if he's present there, but my fancy parakeet Blue has passed away due to a lack of income on my part. Technically it was I was very short on money, and I did ask my parents if I could borrow some money to get him food so he could, live and shit. And then my mom left for Indiana, and my dad had to do everything working-wise. And, you know, we just never had time to go to the store and buy him food. And we didn't have any vegetables to feed him. We didn't have literally anything to feed the bird. And he did starve to death. And I feel so bad at that a bird like that had to... He was just a nice creature. He loved everyone, you know. It's just bad that a bird like that, an animal, a living thing that treated people with love, and, you know, he genuinely seemed like he liked the environment he was in. Just a few days prior, I let him out, and he started walking around, and he flew down to where he spilled a bunch of his food on the floor, and he started eating the shit out of literally everything in my room. He was going to eat my hair, and he would fly on my back of my shoulder, because I'm pretty sure he might have been scared, he might have been hungry, you know. He was desperate for survival. He was in survival mode at that point, and he just clung to me, because... And I just know that me and that bird had a special bond that I'm never going to forget. Never going to forget ever in my life. A bird means so much to me, and it just hurts me to think that something that, you know, a creature that adorable and smart and that would happen to him, because a creature like that doesn't deserve it, you know. I raised that bird ever since he was a month old, and he only lived 4 or 5 months, and it's just not fair, you know. It's just not fair for that to happen. But I will get another bird. I want to get a white bird with a blue tail tip, another fancy parakeet, because they're easy to take care of. But I'm going to take extra care of this bird and train it up the right way and just make sure. Because me and Blue, we got into our little disputes, you know, we argued a lot. I had chased him around. I had to sometimes pin his wings with my fingers and tell him bad bird and put him in his cage. You know, we had our little disputes, and he would start gnawing at my fingers. You know, the typical banter. But when that was all over, we would sit there and have a conversation. Like, I would say something, he would chirp back to it. I'd go, "Oh, really? That's funny, because this happened and this happened." He would chirp back to it, and I'd be like, "Oh, you did that today. Oh, yeah, sure." You know, like, it would just be back and forth banter between a human and a bird. And it was probably, it's some of the most fun I've had in my life, just sitting there speaking to a bird that does not speak English, but you're just still having a conversation with a bird. But yeah, that happened. I got back together with my ex for a solid 5 days, and then we broke up. Because I told her that her dog at the time, which has since been euthanized, just recently, like a week ago, her dog needed more love and support than ever, and she needed to spend a lot more time with him because they didn't know how many days he had left. Just, they were just really just waiting until he broke a hip, until they had to decide whether or not to put him down or to seek treatment, which would be long and stressful, and it would just be not worth it. But his health started to degrade and degrade and degrade, and she told me that she did really like the fact that I was saying that he was old and he's gonna die soon, and I really didn't even state any of those facts. I just said, "You need to spend time with your dog because we don't know how long he's going to stay." It kind of does say he's not going to be here long. It's just a different way of stating it. I thought it would be in a nicer way, but she didn't take it too kindly, and I have since said sorry, and we're still friends, you know. No hate there, no hate still, but he has since been euthanized because his health was degrading so much, and I've been there for her. You know, she started driving me to back and forth from school, and you know, I've been there for her. If I've told her if she needs me, I'll drop everything I'm doing. I'm going to go run and do whatever she needs, you know. I'm like the typical therapist human being, you know. I may just be a therapist because I help out so many people. But yeah, I'm a Saints fan, so you know, let's just change up the topic completely. I'm a Saints fan, and I hate my life right now, you know, because, like, we would have won the Super Bowl, you know. Patriots wouldn't have had a 6-ring. Tom Brady wouldn't have had a 6-ring. We would have won the Super Bowl had the refs not, you know, blown our call. And, you know, it's just stupid that rule comes in place now. And why wasn't that ever in effect earlier when blown calls like that would have happened? It's like they act like a blown call like that's never happened. I guarantee you, even last season, 2 seasons ago, essentially, that's probably happened. A blown pass interference call. But it wasn't too, you know, it wasn't too detrimental to the game like ours was, you know. That pass interference call was, if that would have been called, we could have, you know, automatic first down, ran the ball 3 times, kicked a field goal, kicked a walk-off field goal, and won the game with like 20 seconds left to play. And there would have been no chance for Greg Zuerlein to go kick a field goal like he did and then have another field goal in overtime. And there was a blown face mask call. Off, like, the only reason Breeze threw an interception in overtime is this. It's really, if you just watch the footage, like, I may sound like, "Oh, I'm a Saints fan, I'm going to protect my team at all costs." If you watch the actual footage of that game, you will see a defender's hands claw at the face mask of Drew Brees as he's throwing the football, even before the football's out of his hand, which is obviously going to offset him because his entire body is balanced when he throws a football, and if he doesn't have that balance, he's not going to throw it as well. 10 times out of 10, he will hit the center on a bullseye with a football. It's been proven. He's done it on live television. I'm pretty sure it might have not been live. It was probably pre-recorded. But yeah, he's done that before. And if you clawed a man's face, he's not going to do whatever he's trying to do too well. That's just kind of a given. So, of course, Drew Brees threw an interception there. It's kind of a given. But, you know. Sorry for the noise there. You know. I'm literally recording this on my bed, so, like, that was a pillow. I just had to get out of the way for a little second. I'm just not going to take attention to that, because I know there's a Reddit page that, really don't like that. I remember reading a post saying, like, if a car honk, like, either a car honk or car horn honk, same difference. If you hear a car horn or, like, crickets, like, even in my podcast, I can hear the crickets. But I never drew attention to it. If you hear a car horn or a dog bark or a lawnmower, you most likely can't hear it, but I know for sure you can hear that because it was pretty damn close to the microphone I'm using right now. But, they don't like when you draw attention to, certain noises that happen all the time, you know, like, you're not going to hear a car horn if you're using a microphone, like an actual like condenser microphone or a USB microphone. There's no chance you're going to hear the car horn or the lawnmower or the birds chirping, rest in peace, Blue, or, you know, the dogs barking. It's just, it won't be picked up. You might hear it a little bit, but if you can not draw attention to it, that'll just make them respect you more as a person and as a podcaster and as a host than if you were to say sorry for that, if maybe they couldn't hear it at all. But yeah, that's basically all that's been going on in my life. Made a couple new friends. I'm in a new friend group now. I'm not going to get into the details, but I went on a coke bender, but not in the way it's traditionally described as a coke bender. Like, not cocaine, but Coca-Cola. I'm going to have a bit more noise. Just going to warn you. Okay. I'll say coke bender because, like, it's just the way I describe it, I guess. I drank a total of 22 Cokes. That's a lie. It was 15. But 15 out of 24. We were having a competition between me and my buddy John. Or my newfound buddy John. This experience brought us together very much. Beforehand, he asked me to waterboard him with Coca-Cola. Not going to get any further into that, but, you know, when a man asks you to waterboard him with Coke, I think he needs to reevaluate his life decisions. But, the competition was to see, try and be the first person to throw all the Coke you just drank back up. And fortunately, John won the competition, which means he's a weakling and he can't drink as much Coke as me. I drank about 15 cans of Coke that day. And, my friend Brady gave me PTSD because it was at his house. He bought all the Coke. And he was driving me home in his truck. He was having a bit of problems with getting his gas. The gas fucking whatever the hell. It was being really stupid. It was being really retarded. Sorry for using that word. It was just being really dumb for some reason. I don't really exactly know the problem. I'm guessing it wouldn't accept his card, and he just went inside and asked for help, and it still wouldn't even let him do, I prepaid and did all that, so he had to get the lady out there, and blah, 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 you know, yeah, yada, 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 no one cares about gas pump talk, but there was a 12-pack of Coke in the back of his car, and it was empty, and it was giving me PTSD flashbacks of what had happened, like, after me and John got out of that bathroom. Because we were in the bathroom when we did this because we didn't want to, like, throw up all over Brady's, like, countertop or, like, basement flooring. The carpet down there. So we went in there and we drank a lot of Coke. It was a lot of fun, you know, but I don't think I'll ever taste Coca-Cola the way I tasted it that day. because it must have been really good for me to drink 15 Coca-Colas. But yeah, I might get John on here one day, you know, just talk about some stuff. I'll ask him if he wants to be on someday, and we can do like an anchor call, or like I'll get him onto just a normal call and I'll record it. But yeah, that's the extent of what's happened. This is literally just like a little bit of an update episode. There's going to be longer episodes, of course, soon. But I'm just going to keep going on and see how long I can ramble for. It's 3:09 a.m. now. So it's only been about 45 minutes since I started recording. But I did touch up the audio and find some presets and find some stuff to do. But we're going to bring back an old classic segment, and that's current events. All right, so now we're going to go back into current events. Now, it is April Fool's Day when I record this. And I have two things lined up. I don't know if like it's a little too childish to do this stuff now or like whatever, but I'm still going to do it. I sent out a snap to almost all the school that I know of, that I know, people that I personally know and I personally talk to. It was around like 200 some people that I sent this to. And like, I don't know, 50 of them screenshotted it and I think maybe sent that to their 100, whatever. But yeah, it was that on 12 a.m., I don't know if I'm going to set my phone to do this or not. At 12 a.m., it's going to go off. Their alarms are going to go off. And I'm essentially thinking about making the entire school an alarm clock at 12 a.m. I think it would be pretty funny. And the second one is, if I have vanilla pudding, I'm going to put it in a mayonnaise container that I'm going to clean out and make sure it's real nice and clean. You know, just to get the normies going, "Ooh, that's weird." And I'd be like, "No, you're weird." But, a lot of people are dying lately. Like, I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, like, people are... I mean, like, I guess I could say people are dropping like flies. Because a lot of people are dying. A lot of people are going to jail, too. Like, 6ix9ine and Schmurt has been in jail for a while. But there's a lot of people going to jail. But, like, Nipley, the dude who just died, there's a bunch of, like, the New Zealand shooting. That was just horrific. And I honestly hope that never happens to New Zealand or any country for that matter again. That was just horrific and terrifying. I've seen the video. I don't advise anyone watch it. It's very bad. It's very gruesome. I mean, it's not too gruesome to the point where if you have a weak stomach, you're going to throw up. But it's just horrible to see people. Like, there's stockpiles of people just crowding a corner of the room, protecting a child, I assume. And Brenton Tarrant just starts spraying into them. And you can just see their bodies start going limp. And it's just, it's so gruesome. It's not very bloody or gory, I guess. But it just looks so bad. And to know that 50 people died, or 49, 50 people died in that incident. And he was going on to another mosque or another Christ church when he was done with the second one, which I'm pretty sure he killed more people at than the first. Pretty sure he killed only 9 at the first one, and then he killed 40 at the second, which it's just a very touchy subject, I guess. But yeah. And then there's like, there's a lot of rappers dying, you know, musicians dying. It's just very tragic to see a lot of these guys go. Off the top of my head, I can't name a lot of them. The only one I know right now is currently Nipley, the man who just passed away. There was a dude named Tech Nine, not the Tech Nine, but a different Tech Nine from Philly, very beloved in Philly. He passed away. There's just a lot of people dying, really. And then there's that college admission scandal, which I thought was pretty interesting, how no matter how athletic you are, they still get you in on an athletic scholarship, or no matter how smart or stupid you are, you still get a, like, straight A, your entire life student type of scholarship. Like, that's just stupid to me. It's like, please give me that. I am not doing the greatest in school right now. You could say I'm doing actual shit in school right now. I'm shitting on myself in school. And right now, I am changing my attitude about school. I'm going to start working to better myself for that exact cause. Let me move a bit. All right, here we go. The audio is going to shift a bit with this position. But, yeah. With all this stuff happening, you know, I can't imagine that this country isn't under a high level of stress. With me, I've been just putting out music under the name Oceans, and under the name Little Garbage Can. I have not announced that to the public yet. There's the first announcement of Little Garbage Can's existence. I've only announced it to a couple people, but yeah, that's... I'm just now acknowledging that Little Garbage Can exists. I'm working on a new song for my project named Dexter. I've been working on a lot of stuff for the project names Oceans. And the Shit Boys, that's a band of mine with a couple of friends. Friend Noah, friend Ian. We put out an album on January 21st, I believe it was, or like the 29th, or the 2nd of February. It's one of the three. I know that for a fact. We put out an album. We've been working on a lot of stuff for the Shit Boys, trying to get that off the ground. Because it's really meme-y, and I do think it has potential to be shitty enough to make it somewhere. And I've just been chatting with a lot of my musician friends over Discord, Instagram, in real life, you know, wherever I can. Just, you know, getting expert opinions on the stuff I do. Half the stuff I do is just demos, and I just release it for the hell of it, because, you know, fuck it and all that. But, this is kind of music problems, you know, if you took the chains off. Like, I'm just freely speaking right now. I have no cares in the world if this gets demonetized on YouTube or whatever platform it's going on. I don't make any money off this either way, and I don't want to make any money off this currently, because I don't have Anchor Pay set up, and I don't have any of this set up and all that. I mean, like, for hell, I don't even have a checking account yet, so, like, what's the point? But, yeah. I do plan on playing live music in the summer. I'm going to invite a bunch of people out to go watch that if I can make a gig in the summer. Or I might just, you know, start a gig in my garage or in my driveway and have it be there. You know, that would be actually really fun to do. But yeah, I've just been working hard, slaving my ass off. And I have 0 ounce of stress. Now, I know I'm going to feel the stress when I start actually, like, working on schoolwork harder and, you know, giving a damn about essays and start actually doing shit like this. But I'm ready for it. I'm fully prepared for stress to pile up. And if it doesn't pile up, I will absolutely rock the shit out of the school system and fucking blast my way through high school if I don't feel stressed, you know, because that's kind of how that works. If you don't feel stressed when you do fucking homework, you're just gonna be a great student. You already know, bro. All my teachers agree I'm a great student. I just, you know, I've never been really motivated to do anything. Like, the motivation sprung into me 6th grade through 8th grade. 9th grade came around, I was not motivated to do anything, bro. Nothing. I barely skimmed past, bro. I failed. I'm pretty sure I failed like 3 classes in ninth grade. But I I passed all the right ones, and I passed them at the right times, you know, so I didn't have to take any summer school classes. Got lucky there. But I need to start really working hard. Get my shit up. And, you know, do a lot of good stuff. I'm doing this cancer thing with one of my buddies, Ben. Shout out to Ben, though. He's a good person. He's a nice, genuine person. One of the most genuine dudes I've met so far. You know, he doesn't mess around in class. He strictly does his work, and when his friends call him over, he's a good friend. He'll go over and talk to his friends, you know. But mainly when it comes to school, he does his work, you know. He's a genuine dude. He's just a genuine dude. You know, shout out to Ben. I might link him this, you know. What up, Ben? Shout out to you. But you know, me and him are doing this thing. And I felt really behind. I felt so bad that I had to have him link me, like, most of the papers just to get caught up. But now that I'm caught up, I'm, like, really diving deep into this project. And that's what's starting to bring the motivation up, is that I've realized that if I put my own little twist on things in school, if, and maybe this will teach a lesson to you, you know, that's what this whole podcast is about now. Not just about music problems, about teaching lessons and making the world a better place, I guess. Which is currently branded as Music Problems Podcast. I may rebrand it as the Ty Roberts Podcast, because that just sounds so much better, you know, to me right now. But yeah, and it's always better when you have, like, a friend doing it, and me and Ben both run track, so, like, there's another thing we can relate on, and, you know, it's just a lot of fun working with Ben, because he gets things done, I get things done, and it's just a good, you know, team effort to get this project done that we have to do. And I got the editing portion down. He's got a lot of the research done, you know. He did the bulk of the work for the research, and I am putting it on my shoulders to do the bulk of the work for all the editing and the voiceover and making sure the audio is crisp and, you know, getting that solid A+ on this fucking project, because fuck any other grade. I want an A+ on this bitch. I've worked so hard on this thing. I want an A+. Biology teacher, give me an A+. Okay, I bet. So, yeah. For social studies, or world studies as they call it now, we're doing World War II, we're doing all this stuff, all this cool stuff. Starting to get more involved there. Geometry, I fucking haven't paid attention at all year. This whole semester, I have blocked geometry, which means I have it for 2 periods in a row, which is 80 minutes of geometry. I haven't paid attention. Actually, yeah, let me get done with my yawn there. I haven't paid attention one bit in that class, and I physically removed myself from the table I was sitting at. I still talk to them in class, obviously. It's a group of 3 dudes that I love those dudes, you know. You know, for the first half of the semester, bro, those are kind of like my family, dude. I love those dudes. But I love them for the wrong reasons, you know. I love them because, you know, I can get easily off task with them. We all get off task, and we all have, it all detrimentally affects our grades. So I removed myself from the table and moved myself to a table with 2 of my friends, and which are both women, obviously, you know, because, you know, I get all those hoes, you know. 2 of which, you know, they're all women. There's 3 women and a dude now, which is me, obviously, because I'm like, I'm the greatest. My friend Riley, my friend Maya, and this chick I'm just starting to become friends with. Her name's Evie. You know, I'm just starting to become friends with a lot of the people in that class. You know, I'm starting to talk to, like, a dude named Colby. Is starting to talk to Evie. I've been friends with Cole for a while. He's in there, too. My buddy Cole's in there, too. And I've been friends with him, but I'm just now starting to talk to him more, you know. Just the simple things in life. Making new friends, making new acquaintances. But, yeah. It's great. Life's good right now. I may have drawn myself into a little bit of a pickle, but, you know, when my teachers tell me that I'm smarter than basically everyone else that they've ever taught. I believe that they mean in the fact that when I dig myself into a hole, there's always a way for me to dig myself out. I've never had a situation where I haven't been able to dig myself out of it, you know. There's only one situation in my life, and that's when I was very impulsive, very destructive, and I tore apart her basement, which used to be a room of a brother that I used to not like, but I have a very soft place on my heart for, because he's changed a lot. He's changed his ways, you know. Love that dude. And, you know, I've just never had a time where I couldn't dig myself out of a hole, and I had 6 out of 8 Fs in 9th grade, the second semester. And they were telling me, dude, you're not going to get out of this. All my friends were like, you're not going to be able to drag yourself out of this, dude. You're going to have to go to summer school. And I'm like, I think I might have to go to summer school. I was doubting myself. That's the first part where you fuck up. You doubt your abilities to, you know, to... You doubt your own abilities, really. That's really it. Not to do anything, just you doubting yourself is what fucks you over in the end. And I started to not doubt myself with 2 weeks left of school, fucking 6 Fs, 2 A pluses. What do I do? I'll tell you what I do. I work my ass off every single day, every night. Didn't sleep for 2 weeks. Didn't sleep during finals. Didn't even get up and get a breakfast, you know. Like, I maybe slept for an hour during finals because, you know, I needed just a tad bit of rest to be able to, you know, use that for finals. I didn't eat during finals. Lost a lot of weight. I was just really focused on getting shit done. And I only failed 2 classes that semester. Only failed 2 classes that semester. Which I find just astonishing to think about now. You know, I only failed 2 fucking classes. That's just amazing. And, you know, it's always fun to just dig yourself into a giant hole and then, you know, always have a way to dig yourself out. I used to be a very terrible liar, you know. Okay, but right now, I know that none of my teachers are going to fucking watch this, so it doesn't matter. I'm playing a joke on my teachers. So right now, my French teacher thinks I'm from Aberdeen, Washington. I moved here when I was 7. My biology teacher thinks I'm from Australia, and I moved here when I was 3 months old. My advisory teachers think I'm from New Zealand, and I moved here when I was 6. And my social studies teacher thinks I'm from Iowa, but I have family in Aberdeen. And, study halls, they all think I'm from New York. And the entire point of doing, like, telling them different stories and giving them different life stories is, you know, when I started doing this, I wasn't very happy with the life I was given. But I am so grateful now for life I was given, you know, roof over my head, not under my head. That would be pretty bad if I had a roof under my head, you know. I don't want to be installing roofing, but, you know, a roof over my head, food in the pantry, you know, I got water, got a phone, got a good service plan, you know, got a good microphone, a decent laptop, you know, just good amenities that make me more privileged than others. Now, I'm certainly not as privileged as a lot of people that I know, you know, that their parents just fucking buy them like an iPhone X. I'm stuck here with an iPhone 7 that I worked pretty hard for. And I do a lot of stuff around the house, you know. Just as, it's just, sometimes it's fun for me, sometimes it's not. I just do it because, you know, why not? I'm bored, I'll do that. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not as privileged as other people. Certainly, but I still have privileged whatever, and I was not too happy with the life I am, you know, with the life I was given. So I just began to like make different backstories and have fun with teachers. And the entire idea was to make them all believe I was from a different place. And then when they get into a teacher meeting, maybe they'll mention my name. Like, you know that Ty Roberts kid? He seems to not be doing well. He seems to be doing pretty well, or whatever they would say, you know? It doesn't really matter to me what they say. As long as it gets them to say, oh, that's that one kid from New York. Oh, wait, I thought he was from Australia. You know, like, you know, where the loophole begins to fall to pieces. Hold on, I gotta take a sip of water, bro. My throat is dry. All right, there it is. Water down the hatch. It's always fun, you know? Always fun. Yeah, but, you know, it's just supposed to make them be super confused. And then they'll ask me, I'll be like, oh, I'm just fucking with you. But, yeah. I should probably move on from current events. This shouldn't be part of current events right now. So, I'm going to go move on to the next segment, which I don't know the name for. But, you know, I'll figure it out soon. All right, so this segment right here is being recorded 2 weeks exactly after that segment was recorded. And a lot emotionally has happened. Just recently, I came to the realization that I am not the same person without having someone. I guess you can call, I can call my own. But I'm not the same person without that someone there by my side. I don't know why. I don't know if there's a specific reason, but I just, I don't know why. It's kind of strange. I get it, but, you know, I'm on crutches now. That's a thing. They told me I have an avulsion fracture in my hip, but, that's not as big of a problem as me emotionally going to sleep and then waking up in tears, just realizing that I'm back to the hellhole known as fucking life. not so much about music this podcast, more about problems, you know? But I have, I'm gonna express the, this is kind of, this might be the final episode of the podcast. I don't know anymore. Nothing's official. I may continue with this podcast. I may just make the Ty Roberts podcast, talk about shit that happens, because I have a pretty eventful life. But I did use music to help with my problems. I did release an album with my Nirvana tribute band, Nevermind. That's not me saying, oh, never mind. I didn't mean to say that. No, like the band's name, Nevermind. And, yeah. We just released our cover of In Utero after we covered Nevermind. We need to do Bleach and Incesticide now. Doing In Utero was really fun. Funnest track to play, I don't even know if that's a word, but I'm gonna make it a word now. The funnest track to play was Very Ape. We don't have a second guitarist at the moment, so I got to play lead, which was fun. I don't usually get to play lead. Vocals were easy to do, except for a couple songs like Penny Royalty and what was that song? What song was the one I had really, really hard time doing? It was Heart-Shaped Box. I couldn't hit those high notes. It was hard doing the scream high notes. Oh, fuck, dude. I hated that so much. But I sort of belted them out with a few coming just a little bit under the belt. But I'd say I had a fair performance in all the songs, except for Francis Farmer. That was just an atrocity that I'm going to redo. But yeah, it's released now. All you gotta do is go to soundcloud.com/nevermindtribute/sets/in-utero. That would be SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/nevermindtribute/sets, /in-utero, which would be UTERO. I may have it listed in the description for this podcast, so you just spell it out. But, yeah. So, that's been really helping me vent, I guess, without, you know, that's kind of just been my companion, is the music. I've been doing a lot of stuff for my solo project I just made. It's called Oceans. It was just a little funny name that I thought of one day, and I was like, oh, well, funny name. It's kind of fun to, you know, fuck around with that and shit. So, yeah. But, it's great. Life is pretty shit right now, you know? My grades are absolutely fucking shit, but I only have to do, like, 2 or 3 things to get them up, and it's fucking just, like, I don't want to do it, dude. I don't want to do any of it. My main fucking thing right now is not failing English. That's one of the classes that I procrastinate the most in, but I got this in the bag, you know. I'll be fine. I'll come out on top. I always do. And no, I'm not letting my fate rest in the fact that I always come out on top. I will work my ass off to come out on top, like I always do. But yeah, if you can't tell, it is 3:48 when I'm recording this. I'm recording this directly onto my phone, so the quality might be good, it might be bad. I don't know. I don't fucking care. But, yeah. Went to a musical with one of my friends. Her name's Anessa. And she brought one of her friends. Her name's Larissa. She seems nice. Yeah, it was pretty fun, even though they had to leave pretty early. There's probably, well, no, there was a good hour left of the play. Or an hour and a half, even. But it was Les Miserables, or however you want to pronounce the word. It was a pretty good play, you know. I cried in the end. Dude's name, I'm not going to name drop anyone. He had a pretty weird name. But he was a very good Jean Valjean. And the Inspector Javert, he was pretty good at the end of the play. They did a funny little skit where the way he jumped off a bridge is they lowered a bridge from the ceiling. And he stepped over it, jumped off it, and then they slowly raised the bridge while he screamed. But it was a pretty good musical. I'd give it like an 8.7 out of 10. I went after, and the first person to come up to me was my buddy Ed, who I'll be drumming with. Well, I won't be drumming with. He'll be drumming with me soon. Hopefully. If that all works out well. Yeah, he walked right up to me, and he was like, dude, you gotta stop breaking everything. I was like, I didn't break anything this time. It was just a fracture. But, yeah, it's been pretty tough doing, you know, just living in general. Shout out to Riley, though, you know. Not gonna name drop last name. She probably knows who she is. I know two Rileys, so. Shout out to both of you, but shout out to Riley that doesn't start with an A. Or last name wise. Yeah. I don't know if I brought up this topic, but I will go back and check to, I'll bring it up later. Actually, why not? I'll just bring it up later. I'll go back and check, and I'll bring it up later if I have not. But if I have, I'll bring it up later. It's just about noises and podcasts and how they distract your listeners and make your listeners want to turn away about you bringing attention to them. I'm not going to go too in-depth with it, but that's just the gist of it. Yeah. So, I've seen a lot of movies lately. Favorite movie I've seen so far is Captain Marvel. Hands down, it's a great movie. It was nice hearing Come As You Are on big-ass fucking speakers in a movie theater, cranked all the way up. Yeah, the movie was pretty good. It displayed a lot of 90s vibes pretty well. But, yeah. I'm gonna move on to a different segment now. I don't know exactly what segment, but, I'm gonna move on to that now. So, I will see y'all when I finish that segment. And, I guess peace for right now while y'all go enjoy the music that I give you to enjoy, you know, as I will. And yeah, peace for right now. Enjoy the music.